Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome this morning to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, and I'm broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. That's WVSB. This show will be replayed again this evening at a different time. Usually it's at 6. Today it will be replayed at 5 o'clock p.m., and that's due to, you know, it's basketball season, so we got to give some airtime to the basketball games. And it will be rebroadcast again today at 101.5 then at 5 o'clock p.m. And this gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends that are in surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. Families from other states can also listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on their webpage, on the Del Hollow Horizons webpage, to catch this week's show and even to review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts for some of your favorite guests that were on. And this is all from Kix Country. Thank you, Del Hollow Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember basketball season. It's in full swing. Games begin with the Lady Dogs at 6 o'clock p.m., and then the boys begin around 7 o'clock p.m. The CCHS girls had a close victory over Monterey this week, and our Clay County boys team continue to be a powerhouse in our district with 2 good wins over Macon County and Monterey in recent play. Come on out to the home game tomorrow night, January the 23rd, as we host Pickett County. No game is scheduled for next Tuesday, the 27th, but then we'll host Gordonsville in the CCHS gym beginning at 6 p.m. on the next Friday, the 30th. That'll carry us to only one more week of regular season play. It's almost over, guys. If you haven't been to a game yet, the gym's nice and warm. And if you miss supper at home and you can't make it to one of our fine local restaurants before the game, then Miss Beverly Cherry and her assistants will have some good old hot dogs, some game hot dogs, and some pizza and popcorn and some of those delicious fresh-baked cookies that all the basketball events seem to be having. Make an effort to hit the gym and support our student athletes. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Diane Brown, one of our local musicians and a worker at the Chamber of Commerce, and from Dale Reagan, our Clay County mayor, and also from Amanda Looper. She's a senior care coordinator at the Cumberland River Hospital. Today we'll be discussing the Clay County Opry and, of course, some of the local things that have come through the recent Clay County government meeting, and also some admission criteria and just what the services are with senior care at the Cumberland River Hospital. Now let's have a quick break for our sponsors, and then we will return with the program.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner. As we return, remember the birthday and anniversary announcements. Don't forget to call in for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call starting today and give us the names for next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of January the 16th through today, January the 22nd. To call in, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody's going to win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today at the end of this show for this announcement and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of January the 23rd through the 29th. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly, and leave your phone number at the end of the message. That way we can, if I can't hear it clearly, we can call and get the correct information, or we can contact you if you're the winner. I want to thank all the callers so far. I've talked to several of you, and I know that you are enjoying those cakes. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. Now let me welcome Miss Diane Brown to our show this morning. Oh, I appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Glad to have you. Diane, you've got some things coming up this weekend, actually.
Yeah, actually, I want to start the back of the County Opry. We had it back in 2010, mm-hmm. and it was a big success. And some things happened at the acoustics on the fairgrounds, so we had the opportunity to bring it back here, and it's going to be at the courthouse.
Awesome.
Kathy Merritt from the antique store decided mm-hmm. that we wanted to help the merchants around the square, try to bring people on the square on Saturdays. So we're starting it a little bit earlier,
uh-huh.
and we're going to have it in the courthouse during the cold weather months and if it's raining. Our goal is to have jammers, basically,
okay.
and maybe like a house band or a featured band
right.
every month.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be on the fourth Saturday.
Okay.
Right now from noon till 3.
Okay.
Once the summertime warms up and we can be outside around the courthouse jamming and have the band, it'll be more towards the afternoon and early evening.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, we're lacking places to pick, and there's
right.
so many musicians in the county and surrounding
Absolutely.
Counties, and we used to travel hundreds of miles just to pick for
mm-hmm.
a few hours, and we want to get this as a localized thing, helping the merchants, you know, they said they were going to keep their stores open a little later. So
right.
Hopefully it'll help everybody, you
Absolutely.
Know, and get more social, you know,
yeah.
face-to-face social.
Absolutely. And any time that you can do something on the square,
yes.
especially, that
yes.
that is an enticement
yes.
in itself, you know,
so
and then having music.
Yep, yep. We invite any picker, no matter beginner, you know, even if you don't want to go on stage, you know, there's jams that will peak the slow jams so that you can learn and sit behind
right.
or just jump on
oh,
in. So
okay.
any instrument is welcome, any kind of degree of expertise in music.
Right.
And it's not just bluegrass and it's not just gospel. We want to have country. Hopefully in the summer when it's out, we can do it outside
uh-huh.
because of the acoustics in here and the equipment. We'll have some southern rock bands. I'd love to have some jazz, you know,
oh, yeah.
rockabilly, anything,
wow.
you know. So spread the word, you know.
Absolutely. And you, what you were saying just then, I'm always trying to understand something that I'm not real familiar with. And, of course, I've heard music all my life,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know the details. And you said if you're a picker, like a new picker,
mm-hmm.
then, in other words, if I'm just learning
right.
and I've been practicing for a couple of months, but I'm just nowhere close to being there, I can come and maybe join in the background and,
right.
and just try to get
that
sound going.
Yeah,
and
it will help with your timing.
Okay.
It's always better to pick with someone else,
right.
you know, because you'll get your timing, and that's the most important thing.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
y'all listening out there, you
yep.
know, I know that there's always people that get a new guitar for Christmas.
That's it.
Or get a new keyboard for Christmas.
That's it. Yep. Yep.
So this is even a bigger opportunity, you
yeah.
know, for the new and upcoming
right.
musicians.
Right. You know, and we'll try to feature a band every month, but our goal is to have jamming, you
yeah.
know. So.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What can we expect this night? This Saturday night. This Saturday is
this
the
Saturday
24th.
Afternoon. Yeah.
And Saturday afternoon
starts at noon. We're going to have an open mic at noon to 1.
Okay.
We've got a few people already coming in to sing.
Right.
You can come in, sing 2 songs, 3 songs, as many as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have a featured band after it, and this month it's going to be Brimstone Creek.
Okay. Y'all got to kick it off
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we got to kick it off right. but we'll play as much as we can and, you know, get others to join in with us and, you know, mm-hmm. go back. So it'll go back and forth, open mic. You know, so don't be scared to come out and sing a few
right,
songs or,
right.
you know, even if you don't play an instrument, if you want to bring some kind of CD for karaoke, we can
okay.
do that too. You know, it's unlimited.
Okay, sounds
yeah.
great. How can, if somebody's listening and
mm-hmm.
they're over in Putnam County or White County or somewhere, what do they need to do to kind of get on board? Either show up.
Right, exactly.
Or can they go ahead and call ahead? And
yep, they can call ahead. They can call at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And we've also started this little group, Salina for the Arts, which is not just music. It's going to be for drama and art venues. We're trying to get that kind of underneath the Opry.
Wonderful.
So we have some events planned
mm-hmm.
that hopefully will take off and just feature other things other than music.
Yeah.
But you can email, let's see, it is salinafortheArts@gmail.com.
Okay.
And it's a digit 4, so Salina.
Four, number
the
four.
Number 4, thearts@gmail.com, or call the Chamber of Commerce.
And that number is 931-243-3338.
Right.
I had to think for a minute.
We're also on Facebook, so you
okay.
can catch us on Facebook. And
that will be Salina for the Arts on Facebook?
Right,
okay.
right. And Kathy has it on there for the Shop Salina
right.
Facebook page. There's
right.
links everywhere, so
okay.
you'll be
Good
able
deal.
To find us.
The Chamber of Commerce is on, of course.
Right.
Under...
And this is a free event, by the way.
Okay. Good
so
to know.
The musicians aren't getting paid yet.
Yes.
But, you know, if there's some people that want to donate, you know, a little
Ooh,
bit, just
wonderful.
Give some of the other locals, you know, or those that travel a little bit, some gas money,
right.
that would be great too.
Right.
You know, but
so we'll be having a tip jar out
yes.
or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
But it's definitely free, you know,
uh-huh.
and we just want to have people fill the seats.
Well,
you know?
That'll be wonderful. And I know that there's stairs to get up, and that's
right.
unfortunate, but that's the way it is. But others who may be wheelchair bound can
look forward to, especially when anytime the weather's warm.
Warm, right. That's why we want to pull it outside.
Yes.
That way everybody can be involved and just have a gay old time out on the
right,
square,
and have that
know?
Music just filtering all over the city.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
Next month is a good thing. We're having a Nashville singer-songwriter, part-time Clay County resident, Mike Cullison.
Okay.
And they're going to, the Merchants Association is going to have a chili luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
So next month is going to be a real, really good time.
Very good.
Everybody needs to come out.
And
next
that'll
month.
All be at the same time?
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Noon to 3.
Noon to 3. That's awesome. How long have you been involved in the music industry, Diane? I think a long time.
Yeah, quite a bit. I started playing guitar when I was young. And, of course, you know, you always get piano lessons and stuff like that when you're young. But we went to a bluegrass festival in Florida and saw that everybody was playing, and, you know, my husband played guitar, and we were there jamming one night, and I was watching the bass player, and someone handed me a bass and showed me 3 chords, and I think I bought a bass the next week, and I've been playing probably a good 20 years now.
Yeah, awesome. That really got you started then.
Yep.
Sometimes that's all it takes is visiting one of these events,
exactly,
and then you find that hidden interest, that hidden desire, that hidden talent that you didn't really even know you had, maybe.
That's it.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, you were involved in the Christmas play this past year.
Yes.
Here at the courthouse, and you helped out with a very interesting song that actually kind of had a Clay County theme, line of theme.
It was Santa's Train. I think it was written by Patty Loveless, but I had just changed a few of the words there to relate to going through the Clay County Square and up by the dam, and kind of made it more Clay County oriented, you know, which was fun.
It was fun, and it was really good, and you know, we were all like just straining real hard so we'd make sure not miss anything that was said that had
and
to do with
Clay
County.
And then having the little train whistle blowing in the back, that was good for
Santa's
Train.
That was really cute. Well, we look forward to this Saturday evening, this Saturday afternoon.
Afternoon.
And anybody that's out there, you want to come on out, do it.
And
come
it's every fourth Saturday of the month.
Every fourth Saturday of the month. Yep. Mark that on your calendars. Go ahead and do it it's a plan.
All right, great. Thanks.
All right, thank you so much for coming, Diane.
All right, bye.
We'll go to our sponsors now for some business information, and then we'll return with more about Clay County.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchant's Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page, and always right here on Kix Country.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. Excited to announce 2 new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey with 101.5 FM Kix Country, hosting the Clay County Corner live at the Clay County Courthouse. If you're just tuning in, we just heard from Diane Brown and the Clay County Opry, which is scheduled this Saturday at the Clay County Courthouse from 12 until 3. So everybody needs to come out for that. And now I'd like to welcome Mayor Dale Reagan to the Clay County Corner. Welcome, Mayor.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
I know it's always busy down there. As a matter of fact, I had to get him out of the hall. He was on the phone. He's always got something going on.
That's perfectly okay. That's part of it, and I enjoy it. And thank you, Susan, for allowing me to come on this morning, because I got an announcement that we want to try to make to everyone that's out there in the listening area.
Wonderful.
I know that this day and time, a lot of folks get phone calls, and a lot of them are a little hesitant about answering the call because of scammers and all that. The Upper Cumberland Development District is assisting Clay County in applying for a Community Development Block Grant. That's a CDBG grant that we're applying for New Hamlets.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the next couple of weeks, there's going to be some the development district will be calling around the county and asking, you know, some questions to gather the information. That all this stuff is very important because it determines, you know, whether we're going to be qualified to get the grant.
Right, okay.
These ambulances cost well over $100,000 a piece, and so we certainly want to try to do everything we possibly can to to get that. We were very blessed in 2008, 2009 that we applied for a similar grant. Well, it was the same type. To get the grant to purchase two ambulances at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got four units. The older two miles on them. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that, you know, that this may be a good opportunity for us to try to get another ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And community livability grants are community livability grants. That's what this one is. You can turn them around pretty quick if you're fortunate enough and blessed to get it. We can get it and get it done and close it out within a year.
Oh, good.
Months to 14 months anyway. And then it gives you the opportunity to open up the window to apply for something else. So
true, yeah.
Our CDBG has been tied up for the last probably 5 years, I guess, through a water project with Northwest Clay. But now they've got that project pretty much done.
Very good.
Opens the opportunity for us to do this.
Right.
And hopefully with the good Lord's will and everything,
we can
get that and be able to get some more updated equipment for our emergency services.
Right, wonderful. And, you know, you hear that quite often, especially when you're on with the Clay County Corner, the CBDG, and that is the Community Development Block Grant, and that's a federal grant, and it's so important that you be ready to answer your phone and answer the questions, but they'll identify themselves clearly, and you just participate in that so we can
and they will. And if you're wondering about it or if you have any questions, of course their number is it's not a long distance number. It's 432-4111, and that's at the development district in Cookeville. And we're also going to be running this in the paper, and it's going to be on our community calendar that the radio station will be announcing every day. But if you have any questions, feel free to call my office as well. And they're the ones that administers our grants, and we just appreciate everybody.
And we sure do appreciate them, CBDG.
Oh yeah, and
without them, we'd have our hands tied a lot.
You know, and I'm working on a address to the county, and it's taking me a little bit longer to do this because I've got to compile it down. I'll write up a bunch of stuff, but then I have to hand it off to Lisa, and she has to kind of downsize it and compile it because it would cost me a fortune to run it in the paper. But over the last, 7-8 years, we've been very blessed here in the county to bring in well over $2.5 million dollars in grant funds, and that's been the effort of a lot of folks working together. And this CDBG is just another example of those things showing that people pulling together in the same direction, what can happen. Our matching, I know we talk about the three-star program, and I know a lot of folks maybe still don't understand the importance of that.
True.
Right here is one of the things that helps us.
Yes.
If if we weren't three-star certified, our matching part is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But we are three-star certified, so our matching part is 7%. So
that's a big difference. I mean, it is.
Whenever you're applying for about $300,000.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that really
very
helps,
important.
And I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone out there that that volunteers and helps through the three-star programs and all the other programs that we have. That the folks round about, I know that Kathy and all them, and Diane and all those folks that are working on revitalizing the city here, and they formed the Merchants Association.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great thing.
Yes, it is.
And it looks like we got some good things on the horizon.
It does. And, every little piece is important. And by that, I mean just having this one-hour show every week. Marketing, the media is important. Our infrastructure is important. Every single detail that you see passing every day in this county and the city is an important piece that gets you recognition, that gets the grant money that's out there.
And
every piece.
Absolutely. And a lot of folks, we've got to present ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what entices folks to look our way.
Right.
And that's how that we can get retirees to move in here. We
mm-hmm.
can get other companies to look our way that may be looking that wants to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things are so important because site selectors comes out. And you may not know them.
Mm-hmm.
They may drive through at the Dairy Queen and ask you what you think about, Clay County. And your answer sometimes can weigh very heavily on a decision that they make. And our school system is so important. And I feel like we've got one of the best school systems in the country, for
mm-hmm.
sure, in the state. And that's one of the first things that they really look at is
mm-hmm.
most of those, if they're looking at moving here, are moving their company here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their executive folks will be moving here, and the first thing they want to know is what kind of school system you got,
right,
and what kind of neighborhood am I moving into.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we can do to improve and be in a positive manner,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what we need to do.
Exactly,
and I think that we got a lot of good folks that are on board that are doing just that, and I know the Chamber and all of those, and I know, Susan, you've been a big part in a lot of these things, and I certainly, again, and I know I keep repeating myself, but I certainly want to thank everybody for the effort that they put. I mean, one person can't do it.
No, but that thanks goes to yourself included.
We're
all, I know that everybody's working hard, and we're trying in a very heartfelt way to make improvements with this county and the city. One more thing that's important. I know at the last committee meeting, you all were talking about developing a long-range strategic plan,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be very important. That'll be vital to people looking at us and, seeing that we've got a plan in place and
yeah, absolutely.
All that.
And I think the commissioners, and I commend them, too, for passing that and starting that process,
yeah,
because you got to have a plan.
Right.
And that way that, and it is important because they want to see what your strategic plan
mm-hmm.
is for the next 5 years. Well, you got to have something, and then not just have it in writing, but I mean, absolutely, set the bar there, but make sure that you're able to accomplish some of those things as you go along the way.
Right.
Don't overload your cart, I guess what you might say, right off the start.
Mm-hmm.
But set them and then try your very best to accomplish those things.
Right. And, it's not bad to dream big either. You can set a what seems like a goal that you can't reach, but if it's there and if you're looking at it every day, then you're thinking toward it and you're thinking to accomplish it. So that helps to write it down.
Well, I'm a firm believer in, always count our blessings, not our problems. And
right.
That's one
right.
of the things that we need to always do, because if we dwell on the past, we're never going to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to do.
And I
feel very confident that we have a lot of good folks that are helping to accomplish that.
Yes, that's a fact. Now, you all also had passed a resolution for a highway dedication, I believe, last
for the late Doug Smith.
Uh-huh.
We had some folks that had asked to take that in consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. On a state road, the way that works is most of the time the commissioners in their district, if they have, you know, a citizen that they want to recognize, they bring it before the full body.
Mm-hmm.
And the full body makes a recommendation to the General Assembly. And we send that down. The clerk will certify that and send that down to our state rep and our state senator. And as they go into session, which they're in session now, that's some of the first things that they'll do is look at the road dedications.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be approved by the General Assembly because it's a state highway. Now, if we're out in the county, the county legislative body can make that decision on their own with, you know, with consideration of the county highway superintendent making recommendations.
Okay.
So it's, they passed that, and it's sent on down to the state. And I don't foresee anything, you know, as far as the state not approving it.
Right.
But most of the time, you know, they'll do that if at least two-thirds of the majority of the county legislative body has sent that request down. And in this case, we had full commission support.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, Doug has been one that no doubt has been an asset to this county. And him and his family have worked over the past several years. A lot of folks.
Certainly have, and continuing to do so.
And continuing to do that.
He's got that legacy going now.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, is there anything else that you want to bring up that happened with the county? Or?
I would like to. I know that we are working on updating the park somewhat, lighting.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And this has been a long process.
It has.
And I apologize, but when you're working with the comptroller's office and you're working with the Corps of Engineers, there's there's guidelines you have to go by.
That's true.
And it's time consuming.
It's
and at this point, I know a lot of folks out there, you know, thinking, well, we're coming down to the spring, and we're trying. We're trying very hard to hopefully can get it lit up for our little ones. But I'm gonna be positive. We're gonna get it done. But I'm still waiting for the approval from the Corps of Engineers. And the folks up here at the lake have been outstanding to work
with.
Wonderful. Stephen and Brad, they've been real good to work with, but they can only do so much. It has to go to Nashville, and we're waiting on the approval there. And once we get that, it's the comptroller's office have already pretty much approved it for us. And once we get their approval, it'll be good to go. And what we're talking about is in lighting up the small,
the little field. Mm-hmm.
And also putting a public address system around the arena.
Very good.
That's something that's been needing doing, all the activities that take place over there with motorsports, the rodeos, and
lots of events,
horse shows and all that. You know, it's not had a real good public address system there. So.
Yeah.
We've had several folks that has inquired about that. So the county commission has they want to improve that, but it's just time consuming. It takes time to do those things.
Well, it's been addressed a lot now, and really actively discussing, and maybe now it's just a matter of the paperwork going through.
it is. It just takes a little time, but I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season.
Yes.
I think this is the first time I've been back on the radio since the holidays. And just ask everybody to please be safe out there. I know that we're going through the winter months, and a lot of sometimes, you know, that we have a tendency to forget about sticking a new battery in our smoke detectors and stuff like that. So I'm an old firefighter, so I mean, you know, those things are on my mind as well. So we want the safety of the people out here to be the first and main concern.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Reagan. I appreciate you coming this morning.
That's no problem. Anytime. And I appreciate you letting me announce this to the folks.
Absolutely.
If everybody out there, if you get a call from the Upper Cumberland Development District, please talk with them.
Yes.
And because it's very important that we
get an ambulance.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. And it's time for another break. We'll have a break and be right back.
Auto, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner this Thursday morning, the segment of the Clay County Corner on Kix Country 101.5 FM. I've been here this morning with Diane Brown with the Clay County Opry that is coming up this Saturday, the 24th, and then with Mayor Reagan. And he wanted to be sure and express to everybody to speak to the people that call from UCDD about the Cumberland Development Block Grant that answer some questions for them so that we can hopefully get that grant to buy a new ambulance, a very much needed ambulance. Now I'd like to introduce a new face with us, Miss Amanda Looper from Cumberland River Hospital. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan, for having me on this morning.
I'm so glad that you're here. Amanda, please tell us about your position. What is it exactly that you do at the Cumberland River Hospital?
Well, I'm new there. I've been there since December the 1st, and I am formally titled the Program Director of the Senior Care Unit. That branches out some. We're kind of a small facility, but I try to pitch in and help the girls do whatever they need done up there.
Mm-hmm. And it's always a busy, usually it's a busy place.
It has
pretty
been
concentrated and intense area at times.
It is. We're an inpatient psychiatric unit. We focus mainly on the population of the geriatrics, which is 65 and older. But we have accommodated, different age ranges, depending on what the severity of the level is and what their insurance is.
Right. Could you tell me a little about Dr. You have a board-certified psychiatrist?
We do. We actually have Dr. Stephen Moore. Mm-hmm. He has a private practice out of Cookeville, Tennessee.
Okay.
But he is our psychiatrist there and manages the psychiatric aspects of care. We also have Dr. Horn, who is our medical director, who's a local practitioner here that comes down daily and tries to encompass the medical side. Sometimes there are still need some oversight, especially in that population.
Yeah, there are usually other issues going on in addition to the mental health well-being too. And Dr. Moore, he's been up here a long time actually.
I believe it's 2001. Yeah, when he started.
That's quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So people should be remembering him now. Okay, now you have different criteria, of course, and there are different ways to get admitted into the facility. Could you talk a little about involuntary and voluntary admission?
Sure. We have always been a voluntary unit, which means that the person who is coming to our facility was actually agreeable to the services. Kind of a new thing, we started back in June, and I don't think a lot of people are aware, but we actually accept involuntary or what's known in this state is the 6404, so that's the policy that it is under, is the 6404 committal form.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, anybody that works in a facility is aware of that form.
Right.
Thus far, we have had a lot of success with the involuntary. It's opened up a new avenue for us to be able to accept those types of admissions. Of course, a little bit different thing on our unit is we do not do any type of seclusion, and we do not utilize any types of restraints. So that does you know, whenever we're doing the admission process, we kind of try to go over all those aspects of our unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, everybody's converted over to voluntary once they figure out what our program's about and,
okay.
and what services we do provide.
Right, right. And, you know, it's very important for families out there who may be struggling to realize that involuntary avenue
yeah.
is there, because it sometimes, you know, you want so bad
mm-hmm.
to keep your family at home mm-hmm. with you. And sometimes due to medication adjustments,
mm-hmm.
due to just illness that you or I could start having some mental health issues.
This is true, and a lot of times, I mean, we want the patient to return back home. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what we're about. We really want to help the families. A lot of families feel like they're stuck or
mm-hmm.
trapped. We also try to do family counseling
mm-hmm.
while the patient's there, and go ahead and address some of those issues so that we can resolve that for a safer transition back home.
Right, right. And sometimes you've got even elderly people who are still trying to live at home alone.
Yes.
And you may have an outside person from them, somebody that checks on them quite often mm-hmm. or something. Maybe they notice a problem that they are having that they have not recognized in this person before.
Yeah, that's true. And it's very important for these people who have the closest contact with our
mm-hmm.
patients. I mean, they know more about that patient than we're going to know,
mm-hmm.
and we don't negate that at all.
Mm-hmm.
We really like to get their input and try to get the patient back to baseline, because not every person's baseline is the same either. So it's really an individualized treatment.
True, true. And so if I'm checking on somebody maybe every day, every morning, just a phone call or something, and I start seeing a change in behavior developing
mm-hmm.
that's not a positive change but something that could be detrimental to that person, I'm not sure about this. I don't know if this is really something that's going on or not. What can I do? Can I just call you all? And
you can. We accept referrals from the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a good idea to contact your primary care physician,
mm-hmm.
especially in the geriatric population. We're seeing people that are seeing their physicians monthly sometimes even.
Right.
So they can give you a lot of good insight. But for those people who would like to just, you know, if they've noticed any changes in their loved ones, such as anxiety, wandering behaviors, loss of appetite, combativeness, suicidal or homicidal ideation, things of that nature. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get a stigma with a psych unit. You think it's only for, you know, the bottom of the barrel is how I've always heard it being
right.
phrased, but that's really not
yeah.
what we're about.
Right.
We can assist with our programs, you know, short term, it's 7 to 10 days,
mm-hmm.
and we assist mainly with med management, so introduction of new psychiatric medications. We want to make sure they're stable before they return to their discharge destination, and that's just really what the program's about. But if you've got a referral from the community and want to call that in directly to us, our number is 931-243-5265, and if that's a long-distance number for you, we also have a toll-free 1-800 number. That's 1-800-777-8553. Just call in. We do ask for insurance information, basic patient demographics, their primary care physician, who they are, if there's a POA, power of attorney, appointed already, because some people actually have that already
right.
appointed, and get just some of that referral information in, and we kind of analyze that, talk to Dr. Moore, see if what we're thinking. We don't always accept the patient, but we will definitely help you with some resources if we don't feel like they meet that criteria for inpatient.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of times it's just something very, very minor that's going on with that person. Maybe they just have contracted a virus or
yeah.
something, and their fever is up, and maybe they're not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
They forget to take their medication.
Yeah.
A lot of times it is related to medication,
mm-hmm.
and it's just taking that outside force
yeah.
to figure that out.
Well, and sometimes, especially if you're going to introduce a new medication,
mm-hmm.
to be in that stable 24-hour care environment can be very beneficial.
Yeah.
You can have allergic reactions. Of course, we have a pharmacist on staff also to help to watch for those interactions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of common people don't understand that
right.
my heart medicine might not work with my psych medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
another factor that we try to play into there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure dietary services also
they
play
are.
A role.
We offer all the services. We're actually a separate unit onto the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So whatever services that you can obtain in the acute care side, you can also get down on our unit with the addition of the psychiatric services.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And then if, say, if you have a family member that's actually residing or in another hospital facility, mm-hmm. and you're from here and they're going to possibly need some extended care, how does that process work?
The facility can make those inter-facility referrals and
mm-hmm.
actually, as a lot of you may know, Cumberland River Hospital is a subsidiary now of Cookeville Regional,
mm-hmm.
so that has kind of helped us build a stronger linkage. If you require medical treatment that's a higher level of care than Cumberland River can offer, you can go to Cookeville Regional, and then if you're still presenting some of these psychiatric elements, you can actually transfer back to our unit.
Okay.
There's case managers and social workers at every facility, and you can just tell them that's where we want to go, we trust them there, and we want to be at home, and they'll just send the referral from there.
Right. So, you know, what I'm hearing is it is not a problem. It's such an easy process. It's an easy transition to part of these services.
Well, and that's kind of what my focus has been. I have a history of working in a nursing home, and I'm also a social worker at Cookeville Regional.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of seen it from both sides.
Right.
Well, all three sides, I guess
mm-hmm.
you could say. And seen some of those barriers. So we're trying to make this really an easy transition. We want it to be easy on the family and the patient, and easy on the facility that's referring or the community contact.
Yeah, and having this service in Clay County is just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
To you need to think of that as a blessing to your county, because it's an opportunity to help somebody that you love that's older, in the older stages
mm-hmm.
of life, and
yeah.
they don't have to go somewhere else.
That's right. You know, you look at a lot of the surrounding communities and think about rural mental health, and it's pretty much obsolete.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of
it
them are grant-funded, or they're just starting out, and it's just not available to all.
Oh.
So I'm just really thankful. I'm actually from Jackson County,
uh-huh.
and I'm just really thankful to be a part of something so close to my hometown to offer these services.
Yeah, it's a blessing to all of us. Is there anything else, Amanda, that you... I think we've kind of mentioned something that's coming up.
Well,
when we talked yesterday.
Yeah, kind of on a different path.
Yeah,
I'm the president of the Jackson County JCs,
uh-huh.
and we've just started back in July, and we're trying to reach out. We had done a couple of events last year and was just trying to get a feel for things, but
uh-huh.
we're going to try to branch out maybe up here and get some more people involved up here in Solana.
Okay.
And we're having an event on January the 31st.
Okay.
The East Lake Diner down here on East Lake Street, Lake Drive, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. It's a free event. Dinner will be provided, and if you ever wondered about what the JCs are, or you ever had a desire to improve your community or
mm-hmm.
be more active, we can come help you. You can ask questions. It's going to be really informal, but it's kind of a mix and mingle down there at 6 p.m. on the 31st.
Right. Yeah, sounds very easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something, not anything intimidating that's happening. And, gosh, you get to eat, too.
You get to eat, yeah.
But, yeah, we don't have a JC group here, and it would be a nice thing to be able to go out and get some more information and see what it's all about and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else? I want to make sure, especially, that we've covered a lot. I wish I had the ability to let people call in and ask questions, but I don't have that.
Well, they can call up to the number provided, the 243-5265.
Okay.
There is also an after-hours number, but I don't have that with me, I don't think. Oh, I do. Sorry. It's 931-212-2690. Is actually after 4:30. If you have any questions, feel free. That's what we're there for.
Right.
And we can also be another resource linkage outlet for somebody.
Very good. And, you know, it's so important to know what you've just given, the phone numbers that are so important. Again, if anybody out there right now, if you're struggling and you just don't know what to do and you're involved in a situation, maybe it's not a family member, maybe it's just a friend, but if you're involved in a situation that you're concerned about for the health and well-being of that person, then by all means, give them a call and ask some questions.
And they may be your lifeline, actually.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, and that person who you're concerned about, it could be their lifeline,
yes.
too. Well, thank you, Amanda, so much for being on this morning.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Yeah, and I guess we'll take another break. We need to pause for a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the birthday and anniversary announcements, and we'll get ready to draw a Salina Dairy Queen cake.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey on 101.5 FM. We're going to be close to wrapping up our show, and I've been talking this morning with Miss Diane Brown. She is bringing back the Clay County Opry, and that's going to be music and jamming on the square, and that'll be every fourth Saturday from noon until 3 o'clock p.m. Going to be here at the Clay County Historic Courthouse. Upstairs, at least for the time being, in the old courthouse, and hopefully when warm weather comes, the pickers and grinners are going to move out to the courthouse lawn, and that'll be a fine event that's getting started back. I've also been speaking with Mayor Del Reagan, and he really was focusing on the Community Development Block Grant, and you're going to be getting some phone calls. Some of the Clay County people are going to be getting phone calls from the UCDD, and he wanted to just make sure that you, with all of the scammers that are calling right now, we have to be careful, but this is a very important phone call for you to receive and just answer a few questions for UCDD, and that will help us to get this CDBG grant to purchase new ambulance equipment. So he wanted to make sure to stress that and have everybody participate in that phone call if you are one of the people that will receive the call. And I've also been speaking with Miss Amanda Looper from Cumberland River Hospital and the Senior Care Unit. And we were talking about people, our elderly family and friends that may present with anxiety, combativeness, depression, may have suicidal or homicidal ideations, then there's a place that you can call, and that's the Senior Care Unit, and get information, see how you can get help for those people, and you can even now call for a community referral. And that's something new that they've started doing. At one time, it was just voluntary admissions, and now you can actually have some involuntary admissions and really give some much-needed help to some of those individuals that need it.
And now I'm going to give the birthday and anniversary announcements. I don't think I've actually got any anniversary announcements today, but I do want to make one correction. I did have a phone call for a birthday on January the 14th. I messed up the name, so I want to give a big happy birthday to Frieda Garrett Smith. And this is going out from her father, her siblings, niece, and nephews. And that's the correction from last week for January the 14th to Miss Frieda Garrett Smith. Big old happy birthday. And I'm going to be giving announcements now from January the 16th through the 22nd. On January the 18th, I want to give a happy birthday to Landon Mitchell Kirk, age 4, from his family. And on January the 19th, happy birthday to Corbin Smith. He was 8, and that's from his mom, Keisha, and family. And on January the 21st, happy birthday to Daphne Pennington Roach. She's actually working up at the Cumberland River Hospital. And on January the 22nd, happy birthday today to Miss Vicki Hatcher, and that's from her daughter, Judy. And we're going to pick a name out of the hat right now, and that would be Corbin Smith, age 8. If you will stop in sometime today after 10:30 and pick up your certificate at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce to go get your Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake, then you're the winner today.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.